people today.
Yeah.
It's a nice day.
It is.
Which is about to be crappy in a couple days.
Really? Is it raining?
It's supposed to rain Thursday, Friday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I think.
Fuck.
But it might be on and off. It might be isolated.
I mean, just our luck, though. I wish it would just be like this all the time, but...
Yeah.
I even hate it when it's like this during the day and then like around like 6 o'clock, like when I want to go outside.
Yeah.
It starts to get cold.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
I was going to say, I think it's supposed to be like 50 tonight or less, probably way less.
Sounds great.
But this is, if I could live in a world where it's like this all the time.
It'd be cool. Ideal. Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Collective Podcast. Yeah, there's a camera over there. It's crazy. Wild. Welcome back to the Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Simmons, along with my co-host, my nearest and dearest friend, Noah Sills.
Hey, how you doing?
Silly Sills with the, what did you used to say?
Silly Sills with the thrills, giving the ladies the chills, but not paying their bills.
Yes, sir. But yeah, no, we're kind of in our element for like a year or so, all of 2020. We did most of our podcasts outside.
Yeah.
And no one could get a visual for what that was like, and now you have a visual of it. Except this, I don't think we've ever done it here.
This is the first time here.
Yeah.
Usually we do it at the park.
Which, no difference.
Or your neighborhood.
Yeah. Damn, what was the last one we did there?
Cameron.
Damn, dude, that's an underrated interview, bro. Who's this?
We're good. I live here.
Yeah. I know, it's just kind of funny. We haven't done like a people watch segment of the podcast in so long.
Yeah.
Where we're just like looking at people doing everyday things. And there's a guy getting out of his truck.
Bro, so I thought he was getting a strap, but he's getting a fish strap.
Pulling out the pole.
It was a fish strap.
But no, welcome back to another podcast, everybody. When was the last podcast we posted? I think it was about 2 weeks ago with Nelson. If you haven't seen that interview, go check that out. Real fun.
Good interview.
Good, dude. Yeah, thank you. Thanks. So, what you been up to the last few weeks, I think?
Few weeks?
Yeah, man. I mean, just, I haven't seen you on the podcast, in podcast hours. I haven't seen you in 3 weeks.
So. A lot of music.
Uh-huh.
Me and Tad have been working on a lot of music. Been doing some music with a few other producers in the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz band, corporate gigs. Just got back from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Sheesh.
So that was a trip. It's usually not like, usually it's like Florida or Tennessee or Alabama a lot. So usually it's about between an hour and a half to 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But this drive was 9 hours and we had to stay the night. So it was.
Damn, it was 9 hours.
9 hours. On the way there, I didn't go to bed.
Yeah.
Our departure time was 3 in the morning. So it was like, I went to sleep immediately and woke up around like 10 a.m. So I got my 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
On the bus or on the van. And other than that, it's really just been, music and life and trying to stay sane and. My mom just got the vaccine today. She got the first one.
Damn.
So she's on her way of being immune to COVID, I guess.
God, hopefully. I can't wait till that's like
normal.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm excited for my day.
Have you been like experiencing like some kind of excitement with the vaccine? Because I have. Like,
yeah, of recently I have.
Like just seeing how like at like how many numbers, like the number of people getting it.
Yeah.
It just seems like, okay, so like,
yeah,
something's happening.
Yeah.
In an effort to end this bullshit.
Cause what was it? It was like the first week that the vaccine came out and they did doctors and nurses and essential workers.
Yeah.
The numbers went down 51%.
I mean, the numbers
it's
are
nuts.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right now.
I don't know.
I don't know about necessarily here, but like in the US in general.
Right.
It seems like the,
but there's been a great adjustment that's happened.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
Yeah, hopefully those numbers stay down. But we're also in spring break season, so I don't know how long those numbers are going to stay down, especially in, like, Florida or whatever.
Yeah. Especially, I was about to say, Georgia State had their spring break last week.
Yeah.
And it was funny, me and Tad were thinking about going to Miami for non-spring break purposes. But
More or less.
More or less. But a lot of our friends wind up going down there to Miami. Like Raymond went down there.
Oh, okay.
There was another cat that went down there from... He goes to Georgia Southern now, but he went to Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
He was down there. A couple people were down there, ironically.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What about you?
What do you mean by me?
You asked me how I was doing these last couple weeks. How you been these last couple weeks?
I've been fantastic. Peachy keen. I actually, you know what happened to me recently that was kind of weird, but it wasn't weird at all. It's just like, you know, those days when you like get like sad or unmotivated about something.
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen to me, and then I snapped out of it in like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's usually not that fast.
It's never that fast. Yeah. Like, normally it's like a week thing or something, but like, I don't even remember what the circumstance was. I think someone called me, and they got me in a bad mood. I think... It wasn't even, like, them doing anything. It was just, like, they were just, like, being annoying.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I've told you about this, but, like, this is, like, nigga.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
It's like, nigga, I need a break. I need a...
Yeah.
We're not going to get into it, but, like, I don't know. I was just, like, bro. And then I went to go work on something, and then I couldn't do it because I couldn't focus. So I was like, damn, I'm down, man. I'm trash at this
right.
shit. And then I was like, nigga, no, you're not. You're just annoyed. New.
Yeah, you're just annoyed.
Yeah, so... That's
how it'd be.
Yeah. And that, I don't know. Other than that, I've been just in a really good mood.
It feels like, I don't know, it feels like these last couple weeks or this year so far, it really feels like we've found a stride. And it feels like all the work that we really put in 2019, 2020 mm-hmm. is kind of putting us in a place where, like, from the outside, it looks like we're really, really busy.
Yeah.
Like, constant work and constant stuff, but it's like we prepare so much for it and we're so focused on the task at hand that it's just like it doesn't, I mean, it feels busy. There's like a couple weeks ago I had a rehearsal every single night.
Yeah.
So it's like there's nights or weeks where I'm like, okay, this is a lot, but for the most part we found things that we really, really love doing. Yeah. So it doesn't even feel like work anymore after a while.
Yeah.
Never. The only time it doesn't feel like the times that it feels like a job is when either we're not being rewarded in a way that matches our work. Obviously, when it comes to like our own stuff, you know, you have more patience about it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like
passion approach.
Like gigs that you don't want to do for the rest of your life and
yeah.
type stuff. Like, that's where it's like, it all right, bro.
It starts to feel like a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And definitely had those couple moments in the last year. But, like, even through doing that, like, I still find myself, like, really appreciative to do something that, like, calls to me in general.
Yeah.
Even though if it's bullshit I don't want to do. Like, it's just, like, whatever. But
yeah,
I don't know, dude. Like, I always find it's, I've never even really talked about this on here, but like I find it so interesting when, you know, you see like the man, 2021's been a rough year type tweet.
Someone's been saying that?
I've seen a lot of that, like, cause some people, I mean, it's all about perspective.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, someone's probably having a horrible year just based on what's going on in their specific
their lives,
life.
Yeah.
So I don't know, ever since they made, that Euphoria video where the main point of it was perspective, because
right.
Jules didn't know what's going on in Rue's life fully, or Rue didn't know vice versa. I've always like just started like valuing perspective, just to know that like someone's going through something or someone's got something going on, not you. So like I've always like just like always been like, okay, perspective is a good thing, good or bad. Like knowing something's going on in someone else's life is valuable to know how to approach someone. But sometimes people aren't really willing to, like, share what's going on. They put on that facade that is so well-known on Instagram, Twitter, all that shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've just been kind of vocal about my positive perspective from my own shit. Just being like, 2021 has been pretty tight.
Yeah, honestly.
I've been having a lot of fun, and it's been, like, one of the more positive years I've had so far, and we're 3 months in, so I've been feeling pretty good.
Yeah, that's how I've been feeling. I've been feeling there's a lot of positive energy around us.
Yeah,
and I was saying that the other week, and I was telling Tad this too. It's just, it feels like there's a lot of momentum around us right now. There's a lot of anticipation.
Mm-hmm. But we're also recognizing it, and and also being blessed in result of it. I think where people like end up finding their troubles is when they like, they're like, they feel the momentum we've been saying we've been feeling. Because I don't know why it's so exclusive to like our general circle, where it's been like, it's been a pretty cool year.
Yeah.
And then like seeing other people reciprocate that, I'm like,
right. That's where you start to recognize it.
Yeah, it's because like, I try to not liking it to like 2020 being the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Because I feel like anything could be better in comparison, but I feel like, no, this has just been a little
extra, a little bit more.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And,
I don't know. It's just been really interesting to see. And I noticed it whenever I told you. I was like, I feel really good about this year. And you were like, I do too. And I was like,
yeah.
Really?
Because I had the anticipation. And this is what I was telling a few people. I was telling them, I was like, I have this anticipation that it's going to be a busy one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be good or bad, but I know it's going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, I've been busy, blessed and busy.
Yeah.
And it's like, now it feels like a lot of people have been very supportive of us lately, and they've been vocal about it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think that's been the difference so far this year is people have been more vocal about the appreciation that they have of what we're trying to accomplish, whether that's Collective or Arcos or anything in the realm.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes off as like people are waiting to see what we come up with next.
Yeah.
And I think the guys with Collected, shout out to Collected.
Shout out to I thought you were pointing something out was going to fall.
No, the shorts there.
Yeah, go to your local Collected shop in Marietta Square, Powder Spring Street.
Oh man, but they've been so supportive of us and excited about what we've been accomplishing, and
vice versa.
This past gig, well, I mean, it's been happening these last couple of gigs. But my friend Dylan, he plays keyboards and guitar as well. But on the wedding gigs I play with him, he usually plays keyboards, and on the way to Louisiana, him and the bass player Daniel, they were campaigning to be in the Arcos band.
Oh shit!
You know what I mean? It's just like they were like, you should have, you know, that would be cool if you guys did like an off meter thing on Just Too Young, you know, like the bump 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 bump. You know, like,
ooh,
they were just like coming up with ideas, and they're like, they're like, are you guys going to put out more music? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, we know it's going to be good. You know, they're campaigning. And it's like, that got me super excited, because like, I was working on some of the album, and I was just like, it's okay, you know, you get, because you listen to it so much, you're like, you kind of get withered down to like thinking that it's average, or if it's below average, or whatever. You're starting to think that it sucks, and then like, you show it to people, and everybody's like,
literally me. Yeah. Because I wish I knew which song you played. I forget now. I mean, I'm going to listen.
Oh, I know. It was one of the interludes, I think.
Oh, my. I mean, you ain't got to get the people to sample, but like. Also, can I add, he is incredibly courageous for just leaving his trunk open in front of some niggas.
Oh, that's how comfortable he is.
You know,
it's really comfortable here, except for, which, off topic, we have a Karen in this neighborhood, like a really bad one, apparently.
Yeah.
She lives in the back of the neighborhood.
I don't know why I just asked.
Yeah, she lives at address.
Hey, bro, if she's a Karen, out her.
Right. She was, I knew it. There was a,
What?
The,
You knew what? Is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If she pulls up, she walks her dog every day.
Oh, if she pulls up, I can't wait.
But what was I saying? You can cut that out, I guess.
No.
Karen.
Yeah.
She was, apparently they were complaining about, so she had like a little scuffle with one of these houses over here about parking or something like that.
Yeah.
And she made a fit about it. And then the lady that she was making a fit towards, she's Jamaican. So she was like, fuck off. And my mom was updating me because they were doing an HOA meeting last night.
Yeah.
Which was 2 hours long or an hour and a half long.
Jesus.
And they were talking about bringing in management to help with whatever, wherever they're complaining about. And apparently it was like $150 towards that a month or something like that in fees. And everybody's like, bro, no, we're not doing that. She was like, just hear me out. I think we should really, you know, she was doing the Karen. And I was like,
dog, that victim shit with that breed of white people is so interesting.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, what type of white girls, like, did she, like, who like, for, like, the Karen type, mm-hmm. what are the white girls? Because I feel like the girls, white girls that we hang out with or see or whatever, they're not like that. They're very progressive.
No.
And so I'm, like, trying to figure out, I'm like, how did you become so out of touch?
I mean, they live. Well, I'm not gonna like assume, but I can assume, that for most of them, their, you know, upbringing is like living in a sheltered household where like the outside world is not really applicable to their life because they get everything they fucking want.
Yeah.
So that moment that they don't get what they want, I mean, we know this, but like it's just kind of. It's weird that we have to explain it about a 40-year-old, you know, 50-year-old white woman.
Yeah, acting like a child, crying on Zoom and shit. It's like, bro.
It's very interesting.
And it's like, it's not even like life or death shit. It's like parking cars or whatever.
It's the smallest things because they don't have anything going on in their life.
No. See, that's why I tried to tell my mom that. I was like, Mom, you got to keep in mind, these guys, they don't have a creative out anymore because of COVID.
Fuck creative out. They don't have a kid to take care of anymore.
Well, they probably do, but like.
No.
You know what I mean?
They're probably out.
Well, no, he's high school, I think, at this point.
Yeah, still.
Still. Old enough to like be like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm going to close my door.
Yeah.
And not need your guidance anymore.
Focus. Stop. I have a test tomorrow.
Holy shit.
I think his name is Jimmy, too.
Oh, no. Jimmy. What? Jimmy. I hope he's okay.
It's a weird name.
Jimmy.
Can you imagine being called Jimmy?
I mean, the only Jimmy I respect is Jimmy Neutron and Jimmy
Butler. Right. That's it. Those are the only Jimmys I like.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, if you're a Jimmy watching this. I don't know.
It's kind of like, what was the name that I said the other day? Seth. If your name is Seth, you're either a douchebag or funny as hell.
Funny as fuck. Funny as fuck.
There's no in between with a man named Seth.
Literally not.
Oh, my God. Man, but yeah, that was the adventure the other night, and I was like, yeah, you just reminded me that when I get a house, it's gonna be on its own, no HOA.
Oh fuck yeah!
Forget an HOA.
Cause like I always try to figure out like what's the point of an HOA? Like niggas are gonna buy the house if they want a house. Like,
right.
It's not gonna really be like too consequential if my weeds are poking out like barely, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always the smallest thing.
Shit. Yeah,
it's never like there is a hoodlum, but they still do that too, even though for somebody that's not a hoodlum, you know, fucking bullshit, man.
So yeah, I'm trying my best for the rest of my life to never live in a neighborhood with an HOA. I'm going to ask them like that is a priority list. Like, do you have HOA? Yeah, we do, honey. Let's go. I'm out.
You're going to have a tough time.
Bro, I don't want to live in the HOA neighborhood.
Damn, dude, so you're not living here.
Bro, I'm out. I'm in the city. I'm either in the city or the country.
Yeah.
So I'm in the city.
I feel up. I don't know if I could ever do that, like live in the country.
Maybe later on in life.
Like by yourself?
Oh, by myself? No, I'll go insane.
Yeah.
I'm too extroverted for that. Bro, I would literally go insane.
Yeah.
But, like, if I went out, if it was, like, a vacation thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
And I was there for, like, a month.
For sure. I would definitely go out in the middle of Texas and, like, not talk to anybody for a week at the most. But after that.
Yeah, I gotta socialize.
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
So, the whole point of us doing a podcast on a Monday.
Yeah.
Which
I like this.
I'm chilling. Yeah, this is kind of cool. It's kind of better than a Friday sometimes, even though we should definitely get the boys back together for a big one.
Yeah.
Are you busy Friday?
Depends.
Oh, shit. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, it kind of depends.
Yeah, dude, just let me know.
Yeah. That's why I told Tal. I was like, if you see me, just know I didn't go anywhere.
No, it's coming up in like a walker and shit. Don't talk to me.
So, yeah, it just depends. But right. I should be good.
All right. What was I saying? The whole point of us doing this, just you and me, we were talking on the phone about a topic that you got pretty adamant about. What did you want to talk about?
So, yesterday on my way back, these YouTubers, Abba and Preach, they have a YouTube channel, just hit 1 million subscribers, actually. Mm-hmm. And they went live on YouTube with another YouTuber by the name of Kevin Samuel. Or Samuels, mm-hmm. And he is a specialist in, like, I guess relationships, or specifically for men, but he also gives advice to women. That's where, like, the videos of, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you rank yourself in? You can't say 7, like that guy. So, like, he's known for being harsh and being, like, you're
what
not.
What was his name?
Kevin Samuel. Or
okay, Samuel? I just watched a video about him.
Yeah,
because he put out like a ranking of like girls, like celebrities.
Yeah,
and he called
Beyonce.
He called Sweetie a 6.
Yeah,
and gave Beyonce like an 8.
Yeah, he gave her an 8. Yeah,
I was like, oh, yeah, Sweetie is not a 6.
I forgot what his reason
is. That's it.
I think he said something about, I forgot why he gave Beyonce 8, but. At the same time, it's based off of your own perception of ranking.
Yeah.
Like, to me, Beyonce is not an 8.
No. None of them are below 10.
No.
None of the women he was talking about are below 10.
So I think there's a different criteria of why she's not a 10. So, but regardless, it was funny. He told that to someone because she was like, I think I'm an 8. And he was like, well, are you Beyonce? And she was like, no. She was like, well, Beyonce's an 8. And he was like, she was like, the queen?
Like, yeah.
But anyway, that was just an off-topic thing. But they had a discussion. And Abba and Preach, they talk a lot about simping and like how to go about things. They're really good about it. They really talk about like, yeah, don't do that. Fellas, don't do that. Women, if you're doing this, you probably shouldn't, you know, like that type of stuff. So they're very honest. Kevin Samuels is very honest. So they had some really good conversations on there, but the one thing that really stuck out to me was they always talk about, or Kevin Samuels always talks about a high value man. And it's kind of a weird thing because it's like, it's not necessarily graded off of financial stability. I think it's part of it, but it's more of just the carriage, what you need as a guy to run a household. So essentially, by his definition, a high value man is someone that essentially needs a housewife. They're the ones that are like literally doing it all, and they're keeping it together. Obviously, it's old school, but it's there's a reality around us. Like, I can probably say comfortably in this area of houses, good, I would say 20% of these houses is like that. There's a high value man or high value woman, and someone's sticking around checking out the rugrats and making sure they don't get into the blenders or whatever, you know. So I want to stay away from that topic. I want to get towards the topic of just a guy in general, because I think the high value thing is kind of, it's not everybody's going to be high value. I don't really view myself as high value man, but I also value myself in a way where I carry myself to be the best I can be.
Yeah.
So it's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a weird topic to me. Yep. But they said something that really struck a chord with me, which was a man's purpose. And not necessarily in a misogynistic way of like, well, it's definitely not the kitchen. You know, it's not like that. It's more of like, what do you want to do in life, and how much do you really love it, and how much you're going to do it, and it struck a chord with me because it's kind of what we've been doing the last 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. And they said something about the fact that they're like a man that knows his purpose and they focus and they have the not determination but the discipline to stay at it. They don't hoe around.
Right.
They don't look for, in better words, pussy. They don't look for 1,000 women to sleep with, which is also kind of funny because what do rappers advertise with their music videos is getting money and getting pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like which genre of musicians and artists have the least chance of having longevity? Rappers. So it's because some of those guys is literally they stay in the trap and they get arrested or they get killed. Yeah. Or I mean, you never know with rappers. It's always a weird thing. But it's true, though. And for me, this past year or these past couple of years, it took me a while to kind of really accept that I need to focus on my purpose, which is making music or doing music or playing music. And I think the moment that clicked for me, that's when things started doing that. Because I was so dialed in and so determined, still am. And I find myself not going out my way outside of anything that's not music related. Now I think nowadays I have like one person that I could probably do that, obviously my friends. But like when it comes to relationships, I'm down to one that I really truly would actually go out my way for.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like every other girl, no.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying it's a waste of time, but it has nothing to do with my purpose. And like part of the reason why that the one girl that I would go out my way with, she's in a similar field of work, so it complements my purpose, and she keeps it 100 with me, which helps my purpose. So that's been on my mind a lot lately. Mm-hmm. It's just not only relationships but friendships as well. Like, why do we bring certain people into our lives versus others? But they might say the same thing, but they might say it a different way. So we're like, nah. So I was just curious on your take on purpose, all that stuff.
Just in general on purpose.
Purpose and like your personal side of things, on. Your purpose and kind of how you move with, you know, keeping your purpose at the priority, at the hierarchy.
Yeah.
But going outside of it, when do you feel comfortable or necessary to go outside of your quote unquote purpose?
I don't know if I ever do, like, yeah, personally, 'cause in general, I know how I'm wired in that, like, I don't really like too much excess of anything. Like, everything almost like feels like if there's too much, I don't really want to deal with it. Like, if there's too much ego in something from someone, I eliminate myself almost immediately. If there's too much of this attitude, that's not going to really serve anybody, including the person who's giving the attitude. I almost immediately eliminate myself because I'm all about reciprocate.
That's like me with Bachelorette.
Reciprocate. Oh, I'm doing it. Yeah. Reciprocation.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm all about reciprocation in that, like, we're feeding each other in, like, a healthy way. I think that applies to almost anything. Like, it can apply to, like, my boss to me at work. It can apply to my friend that I choose to call my best friend or a girlfriend or whatever it may be. I just think that reciprocation is very important, and sometimes you can reciprocate bad energy and it turns into an argument, but a healthy argument.
A healthy one, yeah.
And I don't know. I guess I've just been, like, not avoidant, but also, like, very precautious where my energy is used.
So just cautious and aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could come off as, like, too aware, I think.
I'm
to
like
talk
that.
To more people or not, because yeah. like it just seems like, yo, like, what do you do? I'm like, I go home and I do yeah. what I love, and then I go to bed.
Yeah.
And if I want to smoke some weed before I do that, I do that. And yeah. it's just like, I'm minding my own business. I just right. mind my fucking, I just mind me.
Right.
I just try to do me as best as I can and hope the best for everybody else surrounding me.
Because right.
I don't think I have too much energy to do that anymore. Where like, I mean, I do, but like, it's the only thing that's ever taken so much energy out of me, caring about everyone else too much.
Yeah.
Like, in, I guess a family instance, I've always just worried about everybody else except for my own shit for so long.
Yeah.
That it brought me to a space last summer that I didn't need to be.
Right.
But maybe it was very necessary for me to do that. But like, still the process of getting to that point of like breaking down and like doing all that stuff, just a lot of repressing and a lot of not really using my energy or my purpose else in ways that would benefit me.
Right.
Rather benefit others, and they just kind of used it as a token. And I'm aware of that. I'm yeah. always aware. I'm just,
yeah.
I'm keen on who's doing what at what moment. And I've kind of, you know, shifted how much I trust somebody in that manner. I mean,
yeah.
In the last, like, 5 or 6 years now, when did we graduate high school?
16, 16, so 5?
5 years. I mean, I've shifted my purpose towards your dreams in a way, because, like, I trust the shit out of you.
Oh, thanks.
Like,
obviously, I'm here. So, I trust it, too.
I trust the crap out of you. So, like, it's like, you're doing some really dope shit with music. I was like, dude, if you need help Thanks. With anything video-wise, let's do it.
Yeah.
And honestly, we found some kind of new level to our relationship in doing that together.
That's true.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's just in general growth. And I don't really, I'm not like saying like I'm particular with who I'm going to grow with, but I am.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
that's
very
important.
Much so am. Yeah. But like, that also doesn't mean I'm going to count anybody off or write somebody right. off immediately. Like, right. You're not part of my fucking purpose,
right,
nigga. Like,
right.
That's counterproductive, and you're not going to meet anybody new from doing something right. like that. But also, you know, I kind of, you know, on some level, I'm just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Leave me the fuck alone. Like,
yeah.
There's some times when people, and I noted this. This is the FaceTime call I was talking about earlier where, I'm going to just talk about it because
okay.
it pissed me off.
I was going to say, let it out.
In the worst way, I was just like, I watched somebody like drag bad energy into a room when it didn't exist.
Yeah.
And that shit kind of scared me. I'm not going to fucking lie and just sit here like, it was weird. No, it scared me. I was like, nigga, we were just talking.
Yeah.
So.
Was it?
So we were talking. I think I was working. So she called me, and it was like around like 10, 11. I may have called her. I don't know which one happened, but like we were on the phone. Ah, she called me.
Right.
And I was working on a video. You'll know a video I'm talking about later on.
Okay.
But anyway, I was working on that video, and she called me, and I was like, hey, I'm working, and but if you can, you want to just chill and sit or whatever. I was just like, yeah. She was like, okay. And we were talking, and it got like really quiet, or what is she asked me a question of
what did she ask me
it was something along the lines of
why are you annoying
but before that she asked me something about like appearance. I don't even remember what the question was.
Okay.
But I answered monotonely. It was because it was a stupid question. It's like right. dude, you're pretty, like stop, like that type of energy.
Oh, okay, I see.
And it was quiet, and then she was like, bye. And I was like, what? Wait, what? She was
right.
like, bye. And I was like, what do you mean? You gotta go? And she was like, no, you're annoying. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Because
it had been like at least 5 to 7 minutes of like us not talking or separated from that question or my answer.
Which is not a long time.
No, it's not. But it just felt that way because we were quiet. And I was also working, so I wasn't even really minding it. But she was like, you're annoying. Bye. And I was like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? And she wouldn't answer me. And I was just like, are you joking? Like,
right.
Is everything? She was like, no. And then she hung up on me. And I was like, I just watched bad energy just like build itself up into like a snowball effect.
Yeah.
I was like, how in the hell do you do that? And I,
amazing.
It, that's like the smallest example of that, but like, it's so prevalent that like I'm like avoidant of that shit in so many ways. I'm like, just keep it away from me.
Yeah.
And sometimes it finds its way into my life in ways that I'm just gonna be like, okay.
Yeah.
I have to deal with this, but. You can take that if you want.
No, it was. I didn't recognize the number.
Okay, cool.
It was just. I was like, "Who's blowing up my phone?" And I was like, "Oh."
Yeah, no. I was about to say the podcast ain't that important.
No, no, it was some number from Newman, Georgia.
Yeah.
So it was probably telemarketer.
Yeah.
But I'm just
wary of bad energy.
Yeah.
And because it all, and I'm only talking about energy so much and contents to this conversation because I think that's at least 50% of what goes into purpose. Like,
right.
I think that's a huge like category that goes into making sure that your overarching passion, your overarching push to, you know, do whatever it is that you like.
Yeah.
It requires some amount of good energy and sometimes right. that could get disrupted, but I think it's important to just keep a straight and narrow.
Right.
As much as you possibly can. I know it's tough, but I don't know. I think I've done a pretty good job of just like filtering out.
Yeah.
Who isn't going to be, you know, necessarily the best for my journey, which seems selfish, but you know, I've been selfish for the last 4 years ever since I got out of my last relationship just because like it was time to focus on Devin.
Yeah.
So,
and that's been the key. I don't know if I've been really conscious about it.
Yeah.
But it definitely, I've definitely, I don't know. I feel like when you go through a lot of crap and you really start to really see how other humans can move depending on the situation.
Yeah.
You really start to see true colors. And I don't mean that in like a corny way of like, you know, the real colors come out when, you know, I'm not trying to sound like a Twitter post, but it's like, it's true. Like,
yeah,
you want to be around someone where if chairs are flying across the room, you can dab each other up and be like, all right, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was stupid. You know, you want to be with that type of people. You don't want to, there's two types of people that you don't, I think you shouldn't be with. Yes, men, the ones that agree with you on everything and the ones that just argue with you over everything.
Yeah.
Those are both toxic people. You don't want to be around people that just say yes to everything because like I know for like I was talking to my mom about this the other day and she was asking me, she was like, "So what's making you feel obligated to stick around for this one?" And it was, we're talking about and I was like, "Well, out of all the girls I've talked to, she actually like pushes me and she actually challenges me on some things in a positive light, not in a, why'd you wear those shoes today?" It's not like that. It's like, why not a drum fill right there?
Yeah.
Why not, work with these people? You know, like it's productive stuff. Like I realized during that conversation, I was like, I can't be with someone that's a complete cheerleader. I can't be with someone that's just like, obviously I want to be with someone that's supportive of me, but I also want to be with someone that's like, if I put out like a crappy album, like The Big Day, and I had a girlfriend that was like, that was a great record. Mm-hmm. That's probably not a good girlfriend.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's a bad record. No offense, but a bad record's a bad record.
Yeah.
So it's always, for me, I'm. She's my neighbor.
Okay.
So if they have any questions. Hey, how you doing?
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. But I think it's part of it. Mm-hmm. You got to be with someone that's going to challenge you and make you grow and also make you want to grow even more than the rate that you're going. And that's just how I've been like, I have to have that type of environment for me. I have to have people around where, like, I know if I send them a track that sucks, they'll tell me it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I know if I send you something that's garbage, you'll probably laugh and say it's garbage. Clayton has done that many times.
Mm-hmm.
Where he literally said, "Don't, bro, don't ever send anything like this ever again." Like, he's been straight up with me before.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that you want to be around.
Yeah.
And the same thing with you know, love life. You want to be with someone that's going to push you and challenge you to strive for better. Not the one that's going to say that's great and you know you it's a horrible mix, horrible master, and
yeah.
You messed up your sax solo, like, and they're still like, hey.
That's great, honey.
It's great. Yeah, you don't need
that. That's even a friend, too. I'm not even making this mutually exclusive to a boyfriend, girlfriend,
right.
they-them relationship. It's just like, that's anything.
That's anything.
Yeah.
So, that's been my biggest thing. And that was just something that really stood out to me when I was really sitting down meditating on, like, why am I... Like, because I get like that sometimes with you. I'm like, should I be here? Every once in a while, I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm overstaying.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and you're like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
It's reassurance.
Yeah. So.
We're pretty hard on ourselves sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. These last 2 weeks, I've been super hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just. Replaying a lot of things I would do better. You know, you're watching film in your head.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I should have blocked the left tackle or the defensive tackle there, yeah. You know. I don't know why I let him through the A gap. You know, it's just like the game's over.
Yeah.
You know.
Take note and move on.
It's week four. You got week five or you had the bye week. Now you come back, get ready for Tampa, and, you know, like, you know your mistakes. So, for me, like, I think back and I'm like, ah, geez. And, you know, I usually beat myself up a lot in those moments. So I've been training myself to continue not beating myself up. And I've kind of had a surgence of like confidence of like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Cause it's like, cause I was like freaking out a little bit. I was like, I'm going to run out of time. She probably found another dude. You start get paranoid,
mm-hmm.
And then because you're thinking, well, that mess up was so bad or catastrophic, which it wasn't. You start to really get in your own head.
Yeah.
And then like your inner self that's like trying to like scratch their way back to the surface to tell you like, bro, here's the reality. And then they finally make it to the top and they lean in. They're like, you've done it before.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did do it like that last time.
Shit.
I messed up. I was gonna say I messed up the last time, and you know.
What are you laughing at?
I was thinking about an occasion where I was like, you remember where I was like, I was asking stupid questions?
Yeah, no, I remember.
And then months later, it's like, ah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, oh, I should have said that, and that. I was too late. You've done it before. So that's been my mindset. It's like, you've done it before. Yeah. Relax. So. But I don't know, but the other thing that was funny, I was telling my mom about, I was like, I think it's funny that, like, you know, we have our friends here, but when it comes to, like, relationships, it's really funny that most of, like, I guess candidates are, like, the ones that we are really interested in are, like,
so
far away.
It hurts sometimes.
Hurts?
I was talking to somebody earlier today that I met on, when did I meet them? I met him through a friend. That I went actually borrow this.
Right.
I was talking to her, and she was like, so, like, what about you? Do you like Georgia? And I was like, no. I don't think I belong here.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. There's, like, so many reasons that I don't feel like I was, like, really made here for a year. And, I
mean, yeah.
That's just energy again. It just feels like I was probably meant to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I like it here. But, right. Like, as far as, like, going into like the love interest side of my brain, it is not
it's it not here at
and
all.
I don't really know what that means. I don't
yeah.
Like, I know there's definitely like girls that live here that think I'm attractive or vice versa,
right.
But like I don't know how to even approach that because like I feel like there's some different connection with someone that lives I don't know how many miles away from here.
Getting into that complex.
Yeah, and it's weird.
Yeah.
But I'm accepting of it because like honestly I've repressed myself in so many ways that it's kind of come into, like, my regular life in that, like, I haven't left the Southeast.
Like, living-wise or, like, vacation?
Ever.
Besides childhood?
here and like when I was like a child. Right, like literally, yeah. I don't remember it. So like, right. I'm talking like, I guess my teenage years to like now, I haven't gone anywhere else up except for here, South Carolina, North Carolina. Florida.
That's pretty true. Yeah.
So like, a part of me is like, I'm glad I repressed for so long because like I'm so ready to like
go.
Just do things that I don't think I would ever picture myself doing
here.
And yeah, it's just I'm entering a very pivotal part of my life where I'm like, it's time to like, you know, switch shit up.
Yeah.
And do things that I want to do because
yeah,
I've always been the like, oh, well, I won't do that just to make sure that everybody else is happy. I've been that guy my whole life.
Yeah.
Not a people pleaser necessarily, but a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And
I see what you mean.
I don't know. I'm kind of over it.
I mean, like, for me, it's a little bit different because of circumstances with the band and all that stuff. So it's like, you know, with speaking of, like, momentum, that's part of the reason why I'm like, I know I will at least be here for another couple years or so.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm very realistic in my approach with that, by the way.
No, I wasn't, like, questioning you, like... You know, for me, I would stay for a couple more years.
No, I just wanted to reassure the listeners. I'm not, like, jumping ship and leaving.
Right, right.
Because I it's just not realistic right now, but...
Right. But, you know, it's the thought of, like, well, I don't feel like writing songs with Tad over Zoom. That's a lot. Yeah, so but if we get to a certain place where I can afford plane tickets and we, had, like, you know, fly you out, fly me out, all this stuff, then it doesn't become a huge thing anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're 23 years old, starting to get income, and it's like, can't afford to fly, you know, twice a month to write a couple songs. So, you know, it's just not the timing of, it's not the right time for it.
Yeah.
But I definitely have considered moving out of, like, the Atlanta area.
Yeah, for sure.
For, like... I don't know where to, though. You know, it could be as even more populated as, like, L.A. or just California or Texas or... I don't know about New York. I think New York is... That's you're standing on top of each other over there. But, you know, I might wind up liking
it. It's hard to get that way in L.A., though.
I know. See, that's the thing. It's like...
You don't know until you give it a go.
Until you try it.
And honestly, I think that's what your 20s are for. Just, you know, trying to figure it out. And hopefully when this COVID thing's, like, kind of... goes away or lessens, we can, you know, experience the world together and do all that shit.
I was about to say, I'm definitely looking forward to, like, making more trips this year.
Same.
To wherever that may be. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that I'm going to buy a plane ticket or two. And I already know, that you're looking at a couple airlines yourself.
Dude, I was so excited when Tad said, I'll go. I was like, yes,
bro,
that sounds so fun. You should come.
I don't know. It depends on the week. Because there is a week in June where it's like 5 dates in a row. I have a couple runners.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Which is like, I was like, I looked at the schedule. I was like,
yeah,
those are back to back. Okay, that's a whole week.
Dang.
So, like, there's a week where it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sheesh. So 4 in a row. That's the ninth, the week of the ninth. Okay. So it's the second week, I think.
Okay.
So if you go the first week,
All right, we'll figure it out. Because, like, all three, I remember when we were in your room, I think, was that your? Yeah, we were in your house when we were talking about, like, the symposium and, like, all that stuff. And we were like, man, this is going to be fire. It's like, man, I don't know what we do with this.
Right.
But it's like, I don't know either.
The idea of the trip was so cool, though.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, man, I think... Have I gone to Seattle? Or I think I'm trying to think where the flights were when I went and came back. Mm-hmm. No, we did. I wasn't like when we went to China back in 16. Some people went to Seattle. Mm. On the way out, we went to Chicago, which was weird to me. And then on the way back was San Francisco. Mm. So, was that in the shot?
I don't know. I'm about to find out.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think my cap space is like right.
Okay.
We'll see.
Still, that's still cool.
Yeah.
We got the sunset. That's.
Oh, yeah. This is.
On the water.
Ridiculous. I think. How long have we been talking? I don't get it with you and me, man.
What?
We just talked for 52 minutes. It doesn't even feel like we were here for 30.
It felt longer?
It felt shorter.
Oh, yeah.
Did it?
It felt like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Interesting. But it's just, you know, I we always have this talk about, like, momentum and purpose and our interests.
I am going to die on the hill that my best talks in my life have been with you, for sure.
Yeah. Easily. Yeah, for sure. I would definitely say that.
Yeah.
It's been, how long have we been friends?
I mean,
eighth grade?
Sixth grade, kind of. We sixth were on the grade. Same basketball team.
Yeah. Because we really became friends eighth grade.
Yeah.
With reading class.
Yeah, me, Jack.
Oh,
and
no.
Just clowning her and everything.
Oh, man, good times.
And Jordan was in there.
Yeah.
Cameron was in there.
Dog, Cameron. You remember, I think Nikos was in there too. Nikos Freeman. Do you remember Nikos Freeman?
Bro, yeah. I hit him up the other couple months ago because it was his birthday, and I was like, "Are you back?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, cool."
Yeah.
Because he's been in like South America.
South America, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Man. Wow. So yeah, I mean, we've been friends for a while, and we really became closer friends, like. Late high school, like junior, senior year.
Yeah, I'd say senior year was when it was like solidified.
Yeah, and then skipping class and,
and dog, that was the best day ever,
bro.
I can't lie. Well, we did it like twice, but
or it was either two or three times.
Yeah,
there was a couple of times where I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
today.
It was like Delilah. I'm sorry, homie. We gotta go.
I'm not watching. What was that?
Macbeth.
Macbeth. I'm not watching this bootleg version of Macbeth.
Oh, my God. That movie was so bad.
It was so horrible because they were trying to keep the same old English.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, it was like a World War II setting.
Bad.
I was like, I don't think Nazis talked like
that. Was that the movie we saw actually, never mind.
You said what?
Nothing.
What, Romeo and Juliet?
I forgot we have some guests. I'm not going to say that out loud.
What were you going to say?
Don't worry about
Romeo?
It. I'll tell you later. But anyway, I don't know if we have too much to talk about left. This was like a really good episode.
You haven't been watching March Madness.
Yeah, no.
I haven't either. But.
We'll save that for Friday if we do a big one. Because
I know they have something to say.
Yeah, and I think Marcus is going to come on.
Is coming?
Because he's been asking, and I've been like, dude, I'm trying to figure it out, but everybody's got something going on. And last week, Mackenzie had something going on. You weren't here. I was like, no.
I was on my way out.
Yeah, everybody's got to be here for it. So
yeah,
when we figure that out, that's going to be a really, really funny podcast.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
I'm sure
Forex is going to come up at least once.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I haven't confronted Marcus on that in at least 4 years, so it's time.
And he hasn't been vocal about it in a long time.
He does it in silence now, as he should.
Oh, cool.
I think. Beats me. I think he's more on the Doge situation.
He's okay. On the latest trends.
Yeah. Got to do it. Whatever secondary income you got, I'm not hating.
Right.
I guess.
Facts.
But man, it's been a really, really good episode.
Yeah.
I needed this. This is nice.
This felt like a therapy session.
They always
do. Maybe we do more Monday therapy.
Hey,
on the dock.
Maybe it's a separate show. Who knows?
The Monday afternoon.
Sit down with Silly Sills and Dev. I don't have a nickname.
I thought you had one.
Do I?
It's always been Dev. Yeah, but there was like, I feel like there was another one that you had for a while.
Mm. I can't say Big Dev anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say that one's out. That was the one I was thinking too. I was like, well, we can't say that one.
Yeah, no. It's all good though.
It's a different time.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Collective Podcast. Let me think. There should be a new video next Wednesday. Hopefully, you'll get this podcast Friday, which you will. And Saturday. I forgot. I forgot my upload schedule. Jesus, I'm probably gonna move it around again because not Saturday podcast though, because a lot of people actually watch it
on
Saturdays. Which I'm glad they like answer, bro. I love when people interact because I put up a voting poll for that. I was like, which days do you listen to this shit? And they're like Saturday.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you.
Yeah, I do listen on Saturdays.
It was like 50 people that were like Saturday.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks.
Because I usually listen to it on the way to a gig.
Yeah.
That's usually when I listen to it.
I just listen to it whenever, I guess. But, yeah, Saturday, new podcast, this podcast, and then after that, we'll keep going. Collective Entertainment, subscribe. We're 10 away from 100.
Yeah.
So please share the channel. A lot of shows coming up, a lot of new shows coming up, a lot of stuff. We're just going to be staying busy. So
yeah.
Thank you, and we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Peace. Season.